Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Online shoppers planning on availing of Cyber Monday deals are being urged to exercise caution because new figures from a report by the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland reveal that over 1 in 10 online shoppers who were scammed were duped out of over €500. Well, Niamh Davenport is head of financial crime at the Banking Payments Federation and joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Niamh.
Good morning.
We'll talk about those figures in a moment, but you're launching this scamchecker.ie tool today. What's that?
Exactly. Yeah, it's scamchecker.ie. So basically, it's a new tool which offers shoppers an easy way to check if a website or a link, for example, from a text message is legitimate. So before you make a purchase, before you go and, you know, hand over that cash, just pop the link into the website on scamchecker.ie and it will give you some information there and you can verify then if it's a legit website.
Okay, so that's useful for people to know because you mentioned text messages there as well. So if you're sent a link in the text message, pop it into the scam checker and it'll check it for you.
We're talking about online shopping in the run-up to Christmas, but it can be for anything. It can be if you're looking at investment websites, if you're looking at a text message, for example, with a link in it, anything that has a website or a link to it, you can pop it into the scam checker and it will give you some information on it.
Okay, and a lot of people, of course, right now are shopping online. There have been loads of deals around Black Friday, Cyber Monday and so on. So it's peak time for scam artists to have a go, isn't it?
It is. We've done some research, as you mentioned there, and I think we found that 8 out of 10 people are going to be shopping online in the run-up to Christmas. So we're in that final run now in the next couple of weeks and today's the final, obviously, Cyber Monday. So there's lots of deals, lots of different things kind of floating our way. And we are all trying to get a good bargain in the run up to Christmas. So, you know, I think one of the most shocking things in the world, one is that the amount that people have lost at over €500. People who are regularly shopping online, I think that's really important. It's not people, you know, maybe going on to try and get a deal for the first time. This is people who are used to shopping online and they're still being scammed because of the sophistication of the ads. And then the other thing was that, and this is where the Scam Checker tool is really useful, is that 50% of online shoppers said that they click on links from social media or pop-up ads instead of independently going to a website and checking that website for themselves. So instead of clicking on the link, if you insist on clicking the link, maybe just go to scamchecker.ie and pop it in there to make sure it is legitimate. And we would always say go to the website independently, never click on links.
From social media in particular?
From social media in particular. Because there's, you know, fraudsters are really good at impersonating legitimate websites. You know, the ads can look very real, but you just don't know where that link is bringing you to. So, you know, the websites can look very good. They use trusted brands, you know, well-known high street brands that we're used to. They just impersonate them. So you don't know where, when it's a link, like we saw with the Quishing recently, you know, the car parking scams, they're very good at kind of impersonating and covering up legitimate websites. So instead, go to the website independently.
And your research shows us that 1 in 5 regular online shoppers, people who are used to operating online, they've lost money in the past year.
They've lost money in the last 12 months. 1 in 5 have actually lost money to scams online when shopping online. So it's really prevalent. It's really easy to fall victim to it. There's so much out there. There's so much ads coming our way, different things always. And, you know, we're always busy and we're trying to get, you know, things done quickly and efficiently. And online is great, don't get me wrong, but it's how to be safe online. And using the likes of scamchecker.ie, but also in conjunction with other safety precautions, things like not making a payment when you're on public Wi-Fi. You know, still a lot of people do that. If you're making a payment, just take it off Wi-Fi, a public Wi-Fi, and just keep it. If you're on your phone, for example, you should always be on your 4G or your 5G if you're making a payment, so nobody else can see what you're doing.
I think a lot of people wouldn't even think of that, you know, that you shouldn't be on a public Wi-Fi.
You know, even if you're on holidays as well, you know, you might use the hotel Wi-Fi for logging into emails. Public Wi-Fi is lethal. So, you know, really be cautious when logging into things or making payments if you're on public Wi-Fi. It's a really simple one.
All right, Niamh, thanks very much. Niamh Davenport there. And just to remind you, that website that the Banking Payments Federation has set up for you to check any links that you're sent or that you come across online if you're doing your shopping ahead of Christmas, it's scamchecker.ie. That's scamchecker.ie. We'll take a break here.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.